Hi, welcome to Korean Drama's First Meetings and Last Goodbyes. This is our last goodbye to Green Mother's Club.
I mean, it's a guilty pleasure, but at the same time, let's be real, it is pretty good writing. It
in
is
terms
a pretty
of,
good story.
Like, Mokjong shows, this is like almost had no plot holes.
Yeah.
No immediately obvious plot holes.
What we'll say is this. No matter what crazy circumstance you find these characters in, they do react very realistically, and things progress realistically.
In a way, yes.
Yes.
Anytime it was sort of about to go off the wall crazy, someone pulled back and was like, no, I'm not gonna.
Yeah, they would be like, no, that's crazy. We're the police. We're gonna definitely catch you.
Yeah. Or like when What's-Her-Face was begging Mansu for extra cash, and then he was
Tony?
Yeah, Chun-Hee was like, yeah. And then he was like, no, I'm not going to do that. I have a fucking family. What am I doing here?
I went to a loan shark and immediately realized, what am I doing here?
Yeah, it seemed like even the loan sharks were like,
what are you doing here, buddy?
Do you want to leave? Just no.
I'm sure even the loan sharks are like, hey, listen, I'm just saying this as a friend. Think about what you're asking for money for. You know, just.
Yeah. Do you really want to do this?
Your ex-girlfriend who's married, who's on the lam for selling drugs, that, by the way, you already served time for on her behalf. I don't know. Think about it, sir.
So that was nice. And in the end, I felt like there was nothing left hanging that I was like, wait, but they didn't even explain that. You know, like, they explained, like, why Louis dumped her.
Oh, absolutely.
That was amazing.
That was an incredible development. I don't think anyone could have expected.
No, it wasn't, like, thematic or foreshadowed in any way. But it was a justification nonetheless.
Absolutely. I mean, and what's great about this show is I could never predict episode one what was going to happen in the next episode.
Yeah.
And that was true from the very start to the very end. I really couldn't predict what was going to happen, really.
It definitely kept us on our toes. Just like, and now they hate each other. And now they're best friends again. And now they're on the lam together. And now they hate each other.
And they share a cup of coffee as they go to this bakery, which is the reason they get caught. It's just like an insane show, but at the same time, so entertaining. And just, man, the kids are so, so cute.
Oh. Yeah.
Anytime the shows were going off the rails, they would have like any of the kids in the scene, and immediately my heart would melt and be like, it's fine.
Yeah, even the quote unquote bad kids were so cute.
Oh, absolutely.
Like, yeah.
Yubin was adorable. Like, yeah. She's so cute. Yeah, she lies all the time, but, you know, she's going to therapy now.
This actress, the Yubin's actress, is in a lot of stuff where she plays, like, a traumatized child.
Oh.
She got a lot of experience here.
She's really good at crying on cue. Just cry.
I felt like, what I really appreciated about this drama was that it stayed the same amount of coincidental.
Yes.
Like, it started out, like, oh my god, you moved to this town where your old friend lives. That's a coincidence. And then it's like, it stayed the same amount of like, who's the cop who's on this case? Obviously her husband. It felt like it wasn't like, oh my god, this is way too coincidental.
It felt the right amount coincidental.
Yeah.
Because it is a small town, and it is a nice town, and it's a nice part of town. And then, you know, good schools. So, like, all these little details do make sense, actually.
Yeah, they, like, fit together in a puzzle piece that ended up being like, oh, okay.
Like, there was
too bad.
Exactly. Like, it wasn't ever like, you're telling me he's also her ex-boyfriend? Are you joking? No, we established that Jinna did want to get back at Eunpyo, so it made sense that they ended up together. And yeah, it made sense that he married Jinna because she looked exactly like his adopted sister. Which made sense that his adopted sister didn't want to continue the relationship and then came back later after their parents' funeral. And was a little bit creeped out by the whole, like, you married someone who looks exactly like me thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it all made sense.
Like, something like, you know, like, a twin sort of thing that's, like, so fucking campy and
that's
so soap opera. Yeah. But then it's like, oh, but it's his sister and just happens to look like her. But that's why he broke up with Eunpyo. And it was like, that's just amazing writing.
That's just fun. That's just nice. Like, I think I think the fact that they weren't related and wasn't some weird, oh, we had Jinna fake her own death to escape this. Although I'm sure the show would have handled that really well too.
Yeah.
But like the fact that they were two different people and they just happened to look exactly the same was fun. It was just fun stuff.
Yeah. It felt bonkers, but then it was just like, okay, that's great.
Yeah. I think maybe the reason was it still stayed grounded. Like Henri's reaction to seeing his weird lookalike version of his dead mom, like I think his reaction was very natural, which is to cry and hide.
Yeah, cry, scream, yeah, not like it. Yeah,
like just the kids kind of kept it all grounded too, of like, yeah, mom Eunpyo is running around on some kind of crazy chase and then her little boy is like, my chips, mom.
That little boy was so cute.
Oh, so cute.
Yeah.
And he's so young that part of me feels like he wasn't acting. Like, yeah, he really felt sad about those chips.
Eunpyo's husband was the most supportive husband ever created, ever.
Yeah. I mean, yes, he is a cop who is away from home, and that's kind of sucky. But
yeah.
He was such a supportive husband. Like, if my wife ran off with the criminal in question trying to harbor her and, you know, deleted messages.
Yeah,
deleted messages on my phone to kind of cover her tracks, I would be pretty mad. I might even divorce her. Yeah. I feel like, yeah, I think I need to divorce you now. Sorry. But he was very understanding. He was like, hey, I get it. It's fine.
You get one pass. Next time you do it, you go to jail.
Hey, next time I have to take you to jail, but I won't divorce you.
Yeah. That was, wow. Unbelievably supportive.
Yeah. He was all very supportive. And, like, he was a good dad when, like, Eunpyo was going crazy and, like, making Dongseok study, like, mad. He was like, hey, lay off. He's just a kid.
Yeah. Realistic husband.
Yeah.
Yeah. In terms of unrealistic husbands, Louis, he made everything look like an ad.
Oh,
like a watch ad or a car ad or like a wine vineyard ad. I don't know.
Louis Vuitton. Like, every time I saw Louis on screen, I was like, what am I supposed to buy here?
I know.
What should I buy? What can I get? Fine wine.
He is luxury.
Yes, his face is luxury. Even though they try to make him disheveled, he still looked like a freaking model.
Oh,
what?
Yeah. He was like, his hair was all mussed up at the funeral, and it's like, no, he looks great. He looks even
amazing.
Better.
Amazing. He looks like, oh, I just woke up like this. Oh. But a team of stylists made him look like this.
Yeah.
Versus comparison, Jaehyun, like Eunpyo's husband, literally looked like he just woke up at the station and rolled over to see her. But looked good, nonetheless, you know, because he's a good person.
His supportive husbandness made him really hot.
Yeah. His shoulders are so broad.
conceptually,
yeah. So, definitely, Munsu was the question mark of like, why is he
like
the hottest dad?
Everyone was treating him like he was hot.
It was so interesting because it was like, maybe if we shift our gaze and perspective, like, oh, he's just a really nice guy who is considerate. That makes him hot to a lot of women, I guess.
Yeah, he was in demand.
But the weird thing was having him in the center of a massive love triangle. Like, not even Louis was in a love triangle.
I know, right?
He was in a One Direction arrow here. But Monsu, two women fighting to get their hands on Monsu. And then, like, it was amazing in the beginning when Monsu and Louis were, like, talking. And Louis was like, you know, it's hard to talk to these other dads here. Because we're hot, you know? We're so hot that people don't want to approach us, you know?
Monsu's like, yeah, I know. I'm hot like you, Louis.
And, like, it's good to have a friend. And, like, they kind of bond over the hot dadness. There's, like, women fighting constantly over them. And they have no male friends because they're just too intimidatingly hot. Yeah, that was amazing to me. How the world was like, even like Chonhee's mom was like, hey, whatever happened to that very hot ex-boyfriend you had? I mean, she didn't say hot, but she was like, that amazing, supportive, wonderful ex-boyfriend that you can't forget, huh?
Everyone wants Monsu.
Monsu, man.
Yeah. In terms of things we didn't like, I think the ending could have used a little bit more of the children. You know, Like, it felt like the kids' contracts were like, oh, they can't shoot anymore, so you have to do this without them or something.
Yeah, it did definitely feel like they maxed out all the kids' labor hours.
Something like that.
Yeah, the reason Dong-seok didn't appear for most of the second half was because they already maxed out his hours.
Yeah, and it's like, you can't have any more lines, so we're going to give you a disease or a mental disorder where you can't talk.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're mute now. That way we bypass the labor laws because he already talked for 3 hours.
Yeah.
So now he's just on screen as an extra, right? It definitely felt like some labor laws were being used here to avoid jail time. That being said, I didn't mind it. You know, like, it did feel a little, like, empty without the kids.
Yeah. But it was still, like, there were things happening.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I think it was nice to kind of emphasize, well, it's moms who need to get therapy and fix their problems and, you know, figure out their lives. And the kids are just suffering as a result of the mom's poor decisions.
Yeah. It wasn't like the kids were the only redeeming aspect of the show.
Oh, no.
The rest of the show is fun, too.
Yes.
Yeah.
And for that, I think it is well written. It's kind of crazy, but it's realistic. It's realistic for how crazy this world is.
Yeah, it's like these divorce and cheating and drug dealing, all this stuff does happen in real life.
Yeah.
So it's not like inconceivable.
Typically not two very polished wives of doctors, but hey, they explained why this was happening.
Yeah.
So fine. This does happen. It just so happens that it's all happening in one small town.
Yeah.
But then I think about it, I'm like, it makes sense that these women would attract more drama because they are those types of people.
It is not too far-fetched. So that's good. The only plot line I didn't like was the, like, director, Brock Lee's husband.
Yeah.
I just didn't like it.
So the reason, okay, a few things. One, we already kind of have the is he cheating plot line with Mansu, towing the line with emotional cheating. So I didn't really like the repetition. I guess it's also a theme throughout the husbands, with exception of wonderful Eun-pyo's husband. Like, Louis is kind of cheating by, you know, well, if you think about it, is he cheating on Rhea with Jinna or Jinna with Rhea? We don't know. So I guess it sort of made sense thematically there. However, how many... Oh, man.
It was also just the... I guess his was unique because of the stalking.
The stalking. He was a stalker. And I will say this. I never, ever want to see that nude photo of him ever again. I wanted to cry when I saw it on screen.
Seriously, oh my god.
Just scream and run.
I've never, like, in terms of gross things I've seen on a screen, just that was number one.
And we didn't even see anything, but enough, the hint of what we were seeing was too much for me.
Just a beautiful lighting, tasteful nude of this guy. No!
Like, he looked like freaking Asian John Lennon, but at the same time, it was disgusting.
Oh my gosh.
I will say this, so weird that it almost was kind of funny, but at the same time was thematically completely off the rails, not question mark, like, what? Jinna, like, it wasn't supposed to be about Jinna and her weird stalker pervert person. It was supposed to be about Jinna and Eun-pyo the whole time.
Yeah, you think, yeah.
But then it came to be like, hey, have you seen these weird Photoshop nude pictures of Jinna? They're also artistically kind of shot and, like, actually not sexy at all, but more kind of, like, poetic.
Yeah, like, honestly, I feel like if I saw a picture like that, I'd be like, oh, this is clearly an ad for perfume or something.
Yes.
Yeah.
It looks exactly like a perfume ad or,
like,
a jewelry
spicy
ad.
It's not, like, illicit and, like, ooh, you're seeing something that's not supposed to be seen. It's like, she posed for this.
She posed for this.
And if those were the photos, you know?
And it was all very tasteful because it wasn't, like, she wasn't sexualizing herself there. It was like, I'm an elegant, graceful woman, and I'm laying on this bed comfortably.
Yeah, and you can't actually see anything.
Yes.
Yeah.
It was shot in the same style that these 16th century paintings were drawn. You know, just like...
Yeah, it's not saucy or spicy or, like, things that men are gonna, like, cacao
share
talk
amongst their cacao talk.
Yeah.
It's like... But then maybe it's a real commentary on how gross men can be in society, perhaps. But that's also thematically completely irrelevant to this.
This is like an offhand comment. It's not like a dislike, but like the bakery woman,
Oh, yeah. She was hilarious because she was so 180 the
whole
time.
I love how she just, like, kept coming back.
Everyone just kept going to that one bakery in town, even though they kept threatening to never come back again.
Yeah, it was so contentious. And then it's like, okay, now I'll just buy some bread.
Yeah. And she's so sweet to them the next time she sees them. I guess what left on the cutting room floor was all the times she apologized for being a massive B to these women. It's like, hey, your son almost died from this walnut allergy because of my little walnuts or something, you know, or whatever. I don't remember if it was the walnut under, but I know Tony was complaining that it was not fresh walnuts or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And then this woman drags him, like, you taste this, you taste it, tell me if it's good or bad. And it's like, you're gonna make this stranger in your shop, a customer, taste someone else's food for you? What?
And then she shunned in Pio for being an
adulteress.
Yes.
And it was so random, even though Eunpyo's husband had purchased a cake recently to celebrate their son's success.
And it's just like, stay in your lane as a bakery woman. You're not the moral police here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But she was kind of great as just like she's a symbol of society. Just 180 all the time. Now you're on her side. Now you're against her.
Yeah. Anyway. I liked that it kept coming back and that she wasn't forgotten.
It was a fun runner. It'd be one thing if it was like, it seemed random, but it seemed like the writers actually had fun with making her just like completely insane.
Yeah. If you're wondering what to watch next, we've mentioned this in the first meeting in terms of what it reminded us of, and definitely Sky Castle, definitely Penthouse. If you want craziness turned up to 11, Penthouse.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I was trying to find the name of this during when we first watched it, but Big Little Lies.
Yes.
That HBO, was it HBO show?
I forget. I think it was HBO.
Yeah. So I think this is like almost, it's very, very similar. I think it starts out with like a policeman like interviewing all the moms in a small town. So it seems very similar. But I only watched the first episode. I don't know if it's good. People seem to like it.
Mm.
So.
I mean, another drama I would recommend, now I'm thinking about it, is My Unfamiliar Family. Because even though some things are bonkers, like, okay, so you're saying the father just got amnesia and regressed to his old younger self? Like, that seems pretty bonkers, but it's all done very realistically and kind of like still seems grounded. And the main actress, Chu Ja-hyung, is also in it. She plays Chani in this.
She was definitely, I think, by far the best actress, the most enjoyable character. I liked her the most in this show.
Yeah.
In Green Mother's Club.
In Green Mother's Club.
Yeah.
So if you would like to see her in more things where she plays a very complicated character, neither good nor evil, somewhere in between. I would say she's a little bit more sympathetic in My Unfamiliar Family.
All right. I think that's all we have to say about Green Mother's Club. Any final thoughts? Stray observations?
I mean, my main thing was just, I wonder why they didn't show an epilogue of all the kids in therapy.
That would have been a good epilogue.
Yeah, it'd be like, all the kids are like, the mom bombed because all their kids are now in the same therapy center.
If you have any thoughts on Green Mother's Club, please tweet at us at KDrama First Last, and then have a great day.